Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It is Friday. Friday night. Thank God it's Friday. It's the 20th of February. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington, D.C. Headquarters, as you know, of American Free Press. You know, American Free Press did not publish a paper this week. So if you didn't get your paper, and if you don't get your paper in the mail that you would normally get, don't panic. American Free Press is still with us. They just took the week off because it's President's Day. And they, as I mentioned before, whenever they miss an issue because of a holiday such as this, they do a double issue to make up for it. So you get twice as much news and information in one issue. Well, I had a very amusing incident last evening. I was talking to a friend of mine, and he mentioned to me that his mother had told him she had started listening to some guy on the radio or on the internet. Yours truly. What a small world. What a small world. All right. Well, you know, the British are in the news, folks. We were talking about the British Empire and royalty last evening and so forth. Read today that former United States Senator John Warner, who just retired, has been knighted by Queen Elizabeth, or he's going to be knighted by Queen Elizabeth. Says the Washington Post, according to the British Embassy, he will then become one of only a handful of foreigners ever to be knighted, to be honored as a British knight. One of them includes, by the way, Holocaust survivor Elie Wiesel. That's some pretty bad company to be in. If I were John Warner, I'd turn it down. Well, a big fundraiser for Barack Obama, who operates out of Chicago, is in line to be the next U.S. ambassador to Great Britain, or the Court of St. James, as they call it. This guy is a Chicago lawyer who retired in February as vice chairman of Citigroup Global Markets. He's been a Democratic money man for decades and served as finance director for several presidential campaigns. His name, and he's not an Irishman, his name is Louis Sussman. This harkens back to Walter Annenberg, another non-Irishman named by President Richard Nixon to be ambassador to the Court of St. James. Now, you know, folks, let's look at this honestly, ladies and gentlemen. Ambassadors are supposed to be people with diplomatic skills, trained in handling international affairs. But here it looks as though all you have to do is be a big political fundraiser, and it doesn't hurt to be Jewish either. What is this? Do they reserve the ambassadorship to Britain for rich Jews or something? I don't know. I mean, oh, what can I tell you? What can I tell you? Here's something else. This is funny. You know, they're having the trial of this Iraqi gentleman who threw the shoes at George W. Bush. Wish he'd have thrown something else at him. I won't say what I wish I would have thrown at him. I don't want to be accused of making threats against the former president. But in any case, the Washington Post writes about the guy's trial, and they say that this gentleman's actions enthralled millions of critics of the United States during the waning days of Bush's presidency. No, folks, let's look at it realistically. It didn't enthrall millions of critics of the United people of the United States and its people. It enthralled millions of critics of George W. Bush and his kosher conservative network that got America into Iraq in the first place. The people of the world like Americans, but they feel sorry for us, as well they should. All right, stay tuned, folks. We'll be right back.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Hi, I'm Roger Mason, the inventor of Beta Prostate. Men, are you getting up in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom? Is your love life not what it used to be? Many men don't realize these issues are often related to their prostate health. Prostate problems start about age 40, and by 50, over half of men already have a prostate problem. This only gets worse. What can you do? See a doctor for checkups and take Beta Prostate. It is the well-researched natural formula that supports a healthy prostate, and it's made with pure beta-cytosterol, 11 essential minerals plus vitamin D. This is the best-selling prostate formula in the world. It's safe, it's healthy, and what every man over 40 should take for good prostate nutrition.
To try Beta Prostate risk-free, dial 1-800-362-5848. Call today for Beta Prostate and get Roger Mason's best-selling book free with your order. Dial 1-800-362-5848. That's 1-800-362-5848.
Toxic heavy metals. They're in the air we breathe, water we drink, our food, products we use, objects we touch, and they negatively impact our health by building up within the body over time. But now, toxic metals can be mobilized in a safe, effective manner with Chelarex from scienceformulas.com. Chelarex is an oral chelator developed from Dr. Alan Greenberg's clinical experience with heavy metal poisoning during his 25 years of medical practice. Chelarex contains absolutely zero synthetic chelation agents, which frequently cause adverse side effects. Chelarex contains all natural ingredients that enhance the body's natural mechanisms for excreting heavy metals and protects against reabsorption. Chelarex effectively mobilizes mercury, aluminum, lead, and 15 other heavy metals. Try Chelarex now from scienceformulas.com with this RBN special offer. Purchase two bottles, get one free with free shipping. Limited time offer. Go to scienceformulas.com. That's scienceformulas.com. Chelarex. Chelation of toxic heavy metals the way nature intended.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins, Piper here. If you want to call in here, you're welcome to do so. The number is 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. You know, frequently, and even, I should even say more frequently, I have begun talking about this phenomenon in the so-called patriot movement and even to a certain extent in the so-called white nationalist movement or white separatist movement or whatever they want to call themselves or whatever people want to call them. This phenomenon of resorting to anti-Germanicism, I guess is what it is. And, you know, it's kind of funny. I've mentioned at this point in passing before, very, very interesting. You know, the term German has become, the ethnic description German has become synonymous with Nazi, and Nazi has ironically become synonymous with most of the crimes against humanity and the crimes against liberty that are being perpetrated in the world today by the State of Israel and by Jewish power groups on American soil. And it's rather ironic that that terminology is being used in that way, but, you know, it's actually very misleading in many respects, you know, because many of the patriots in particular, those of many of whom who believe that Adolf Hitler, they say Adolf Hitler was actually a Zionist, and that's part of their cosmology, I think the term is. But, you know, it's interesting. They believe, they truly believe that Hitler and the Gestapo and the SS killed 6 million or 9 million or 20 million or 200 million Jews. Okay, they believe that. That's one thing they do believe. But I just kind of scribbled down a brief list here, folks. Patriots, on the whole, believe that the government and the media lie to them about the Federal Reserve, that the government and the media lie to them about taxes and the IRS and about gold and silver and honest money. They believe that the media is lying to them about immigration and open borders. They believe that the media and the government are lying to them about what happened in Oklahoma City. They believe that the government and the media lie to them about Waco, that the government and the media lie to them about Ruby Ridge. They believe that the government and the media are lying to them about the existence of concentration camps on American soil. Above all, they believe that the government and the media are lying to them about 9/11. We'll throw in the Kennedy assassination for that matter, too. How could I miss the Kennedy assassination? The Patriots absolutely believe that they're being lied to about everything, and yet they accept the story that Adolf Hitler killed 6 million Jews. It's interesting. I'm not quite sure. I just don't know what to say about that. I just don't know what to say. Just another one of those things that continues to amaze me. Why I continue to be amazed, I'll never know. Well, we have frequent discussion of this subject of anti-Semitism, and, you know, as is my habit, I like to pull a book off the shelf every once in a while and just flip through it and see what there is to know about things. And here's an interesting book I pulled off the shelf entitled Jewish Perceptions of Anti-Semitism. It's published by the Plenum Publishing Corporation, which evidently is some sort of academic firm, academic publishing house. And the author of this book is Gary Tobin, who is director of the Cohen Center for Modern Jewish Studies at Brandeis University. He says Dr. Tobin has directed numerous demographic studies of Jewish communities, blah, 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 blah. Okay, in other words, folks, this is not a hate book. It's not a Nazi screed, a stained pamphlet. It's published in 1988. And what's very, very interesting, folks, is that according to Dr. Tobin in his book, Jewish Perceptions of Anti-Semitism, you know, we have this perception that people who are considered to be anti-Semites, that is, against the Jewish people, or now the people who are critics of Israel, they say that people who are critics of Israel are anti-Semites. Well, we've always been told that people who are anti-Semites are dumb or backward, uneducated, don't have enough socialization, you know, don't know enough of the world, they have these ancient, archaic views, ugly views that demonstrate a lack of intelligence or education or combination thereof. But it's very, very interesting that according to Dr. Tobin, according to some surveys that he cited here, better educated blacks, younger and better educated evangelicals, and the younger population in general are more likely than their less educated and older counterparts to hold certain anti-Semitic beliefs. I'm going to read that to you again. Better educated blacks, younger and better educated evangelicals, and the younger population in general are more likely than their less educated and older counterparts to hold certain anti-Semitic beliefs. Now, that's very, very interesting. I, you know, what that harkens back to, again, I used that term earlier, harkens back. I hate that term. But it reminds me of a program that they had at the Holocaust Museum here in Washington a couple years ago. And, of course, anything that's held at the Holocaust Museum is Holy, holy, holy. Well, listen to this. I had a one-day seminar at the Holocaust Museum on January 18, 2007. It was entitled The Holocaust, Cultural Elites, Collaboration, Murder. Prominent writers, this is from an advertisement from the Holocaust Museum, prominent writers, filmmakers, artists, musicians, clerics, and other intellectuals and cultural elites became willing and even proud proponents of rightist regimes across Europe between the two world wars. The focus of this symposium is the appeal of National Socialism and Fascism to publicly respected cultural figures and intellectuals in Germany, as well as in Allied, Axis, occupied, and neutral countries in Europe. Now, that's interesting because we've always been told that the Nazis were a bunch of gangsters who, the Jewish folks have always said the Nazis were a bunch of gangsters who were uneducated and that they held everybody at gunpoint, bayonets, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I mean, I wish they would get their story straight. I wish they would get their story straight. You know, the continuing flip-flop, even within the establishment media, about a variety of issues always interests me because, all it demonstrates is that the people who run things have an enormous capacity. Well, they always say the leopard can't change his spots. Well, in this case, the leopard changes his spots as often as he finds it convenient to do so whenever he has a need to curry favor with or to pander to whatever particular group. And of course, this is what has happened in the United States today. We see this deliberate attempt to stir up conflict, you know, between all different, and I'm not just talking about different races and groups of people, but there's this constant effort to keep the nation boiling, and I think that's all part and parcel of the process of divide and conquer. And of course, it's a very convenient tactic, because the people at the top who want to maintain their lock on the money and the power can never have a united front against them. That the last thing they ever want is to have people in this country united. So therefore, they have to keep us divided, and that's a good way of doing it. And of course, one good way of doing it is infiltrating and disrupting dissident political groups and organizations of both the left and the right. That's what my book, The Judas Goats, is all about. And what I touch in the book is only the tip of the iceberg. What I've talked about in the book is only the tip of the iceberg. You know, I mean, COINTELPRO. It's funny, the liberal elements in the media like to talk about how the old COINTELPRO operations of the FBI infiltrated left-wing groups. No, the FBI, working with the Anti-Defamation League of B'nai B'rith, also infiltrated right-wing groups. And they also spied on Dr. Martin Luther King, and they spied on Dick Gregory, who is a friend of Martin Luther King's. I've told this story in the air before. Dick Gregory searched his FBI files and found that the FBI, it was the Anti-Defamation League that was spying on him and turning that information over to the FBI. It goes on and on and on, folks. Divide and conquer. All right, folks. We are going to the break, if my clock tells me the time is correct. You can call in here at 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
Well, I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right, to fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work. We can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Pain. It's a warning signal to the body, the same as that warning buzzer is to your car. They both are signals that you have trouble that needs attention. Cutting the wire to the warning sound sure doesn't fix the problem of the car, and taking a pill to numb the brain to kill the pain sure doesn't fix the problem of the body either. If you're sick and tired of being sick and tired all the time, try Lee's Fountain of Youth. Be clean, healthy, happy, and young. Call 740-783-0021 today. The Lord didn't make the body to have pain. That is just a warning signal to get your attention that the body has a problem and you need to fix it, not take a pill to numb the brain. Lee's Fountain of Youth works with Mother Nature to clean the body and jumpstart your circulation to heal your cells. The Fountain of Youth is the only thing in the world with the same universal electrical energy as the body, and just 2 hours in the fountain will pull the heavy metal toxins out. Visit leesfountainofyouth.com or call to ask about your free visit to Lee's Fountain of Youth, 740-783-0021. That's 740-783-0021.
Take a stand for health. Life Change Tea. We ship worldwide. France, Germany, London, Australia, Finland, and more. Join the thousands that are making the step for a healthy body. Flush out toxins. Lower blood sugar levels. Annihilate acid reflux. Lose weight. You can do it. It's time for change. It's time for health. Grab life. Turn from death. The chemicals in the air will only get worse. Clean your body now with Life Change Tea. Order online, getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Or call us. Friendly operators are standing by. 928-308-0408. You've heard it. 928-308-0408. Getthetea.com. It works.
Folks, welcome back. Michael Collins, Piper here. We have quite a few callers lined up, and I'll try to get around to them very shortly here. But you know, I re-listened to one of the broadcasts the other evening, our discussion with, I believe his name was Ron from Michigan. And one of the things he asserted was essentially that Bohemian Grove, that cult-like secret society of very wealthy, I guess it's all men, who romp around in the woods in California at least once a year. His suggestion was that Bohemian Grove rules America. All right, now, folks, I do know, yes, there are secret societies out there, but I tell you what, the secretest, the most secret of the secret societies out there, we don't know anything about. Unless we're members of them. Well, I was a member of the H.L. Mencken Society at the Baltimore Library about 25 years ago. And I was a member of the Populist Party. And I was a registered Republican for a while, and I've also even been a registered Democrat. I'm trying to think about, and I was a member of the Liberty Lobby Board of Policy, but I, to the best of my knowledge, I was never a member of any secret society. So, yes, I do know that there are powerful secret societies out there. Some of them can actually be pinpointed, like Bohemian Grove. They have an organized meeting where people cavort. That's true. Yes, I recognize this. But I'm here to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, if the next time Bohemian Grove had its romp in the woods in California, and it were surrounded by a group of patriots well-armed patriots who took all of these people into custody, it would not, I assure you, have any appreciable effect on the conduct of the United States government. Now, on the other hand, if somehow, some way, we were able to take into custody a handful of powerful billionaires and their hangers-on, not more than a handful, actually, and take into control organizations like AIPAC, the American Israel Public Affairs Committee, and the American Jewish Congress, and the American Jewish Committee, and if we were to actually eliminate all private campaign funding, that is, prohibit private individuals and corporations from making campaign contributions, I do think we would see a very big difference in the conduct of much American policy. But I'm here to tell you, if the Illuminati still exists in any form, there's no way that we're ever going to be able to say precisely who is and who is not a member of the Illuminati. Now, I've seen some very ambitious efforts by a number of writers saying, well, here are the members of the Illuminati. Well, I'd like to know how they got the Illuminati membership list. Where has it been published? And if anybody tells you that the Illuminati membership list has been published on the Internet, I'm here to tell you the Illuminati did not leak their membership list. And if anybody tells you that some brave investigator slipped into Illuminati headquarters and got the membership list, then, well, like I always say, I'll sell you some beachfront property in Tel Aviv. Now, this guy Ron from Michigan said, I only target the foot soldiers and I ignore the real guys behind the scenes. Well, I tell you what, when you are fighting a war, you do have to target the guys in the field because they are the guys that are shooting at you, and you got to shoot them back. Just a thought, ladies and gentlemen. All right, well, we're going to go to the phones here. We do have a break coming up, but I'm going to bring up our first caller. It's Richard in Alabama. Richard, come on up.
You asked a rhetorical question about why so many people can't let go of the 6 million. And it's about the veterans. It's about all these parades with all of these highly honored World War II veterans. It's about the good war, the greatest generation, and overcoming the worst man in history.
Mm-hmm.
And it's about all these photographs at the end of World War II of all these starved, emaciated people. Some alive and some dead. And how to explain all of these starved people, why they worked so hard day and night to help Hitler? Well, the way to explain it is to hide it in plain view. And that way means you put a false caption on each picture. And you distract attention away from how the war started toward how it ended. You forget all about Prussia, Königsberg, and Danzig, and the 40 million Germans that lost their homes. And you forget about that, and you focus on all these pictures of starved, emaciated people, and you can't call them Germans. You have to call them something, but you definitely cannot call them Germans, because we don't want any sympathy for the Germans. And we want to honor our veterans, and we want our veterans to feel like they fought the good war. We want them to feel good about what they've done.
You are absolutely right about this, and I've actually had discussions with a number of people, including World War II veterans, about this. And hang on for the break, Richard. Very, very good call. I appreciate Richard's call. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to the break. When we come back, we'll continue with Richard. We have a whole raft of other callers. Stay tuned, folks.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Hi, I'm Roger Mason, the inventor of Beta Prostate. Men, are you getting up in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom? Is your love life not what it used to be? Many men don't realize these issues are often related to their prostate health. Prostate problems start about age 40, and by 50, over half of men already have a prostate problem. This only gets worse. What can you do? See a doctor for checkups and take Beta Prostate. It is the well-researched natural formula that supports a healthy prostate, and it's made with pure beta-cytosterol, 11 essential minerals plus vitamin D. This is the best-selling prostate formula in the world. It's safe, it's healthy, and what every man over 40 should take for good prostate nutrition.
To try Beta Prostate risk-free, dial 1-800-362-5848. Call today for Beta Prostate and get Roger Mason's best-selling book free with your order. Dial 1-800-362-5848. That's 1-800-362-5848.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper here at republicbroadcasting.org. Yeah, we have Richard from Alabama. Richard, you made an excellent point. You know, the fact that this whole greatest generation, this World War II thing, so many Americans fought in that war, including my father and three of his brothers. And, you know, they have a vested interest in believing what they've been told. But, you know, it's kind of interesting. The point I was about to make before we went to the break there, Richard, is that, you know, it's interesting. Some of the most vehement revisionists in this realm of the Holocaust and World War One and World War Two are veterans of World War Two, because these are the guys who actually were out there fighting the war, just like my longtime boss, Willis Cardo. I mean, he was a decorated veteran of World War II. He got shot by the Japanese in the Pacific. And you'd be amazed at the number of letters I get from people who are World War II veterans who almost feel as though they've been had. And they're now coming around to this, to taking a second look at things and realizing, you know, that FDR knew in advance about Pearl Harbor and that Hitler didn't really kill 6 million Jews, and that there were a lot of things at work that led to the conflict between Germany and England, and any involvement in Poland and that whole region that finally became known as World War II. So people who care to look at the other side do come around on the question.
Yes, the veterans organizations are guilty of misleading America so often. It's really sad. Most of history,
you know, my own father, for years and years, you know, he believed all the Holocaust legends. And my father was a very well-read guy, and he read a lot of World War II histories and so forth. But after I introduced him to some of the works of, like, Dr. Arthur Butz and some other people, it got to the point that my books on that subject and other things, like Dr. Alfred Lilienthal's book, The Zionist Connection, my father was lending that book to all his friends, and they were passing it on to their other friends. So I'd have to search out my own books among my father's friends. And in fact, the last conversation I had with my father, about an hour before he died, about an hour and a half before he died, I knew he was dying, and, you know, it was just, no one wanted to kind of, you know, when you're talking to a dying person, you don't want to really talk about those kind of things. So I mentioned to him something that had just been in the news, and that was the point that the big plaque at Auschwitz, which announced that 4 million Jews had died there, 4 million people had died there, had been replaced by a new plaque that said that only 1.2 million had died there. And my father, right there in his deathbed, expressed, interest in the fact that here was another little fact about history that was being, a myth of history that was being brought into accord with the facts. What can I tell you, Richard?
Oh, most of the history that our children are reading in school is fake and phony and sanitized, and it's sad, but they'll grow up, about half of what they know will be false.
Well, I tell you what, I have more faith, and I often get in discussions with people about this, I have more faith in younger people, despite the fact that they have been processed through this meat grinder we call public education and these propaganda mills that we call colleges and universities. I tend to think that younger people tend to be a little more broad-minded and open-minded and aren't so ready to buy the... I mean, the very fact that so many young people rallied around someone like Ron Paul, I think is a hopeful sign that there's a certain amount of rebelliousness out there. And well, look, that's what we got to cross our fingers and hope that to be the case.
Well, I hope so. I hope they don't succeed with real-time history. you know, remember the memory hole? And we could have the real memory hole now because the children don't bring their history books home to show them to their parents because they're looking at a screen and pulling up information from a database that's produced by the government, and it's changing in real time.
Yeah, that's, I frequently say, as good a friend as the Internet can be for us, it can also be a bad thing. But listen, Richard, I appreciate your call. I have to move on here, though. Thanks again. Haven't heard from Richard in a while. All right, let's go to Tony in Florida. Tony, what's going on tonight?
Hey, Piper.
What do you think?
Hey, I'm in love with you. How close? I'm not trying to. Don't take this the wrong way. Like, basically, how close do you live from the front lawn of the Capitol? A mile?
Say that again. How close? What?
Do you live from the front lawn of the Capitol building?
About four blocks.
You gotta be kidding me.
That's how close I am to death.
Do you remember in 2000, the year 2002, it was on a Saturday, the last time I was there, the last time I actually set foot in the district, okay, I was on the front lawn of the Capitol, and I was there with about 500 other people from this group called the National Alliance, and I was there with Billy Roper. And what we were saying on the lawn in front of that building, it was empty, but they were all out there, the FBI and whatever you have it. They were watching us. What we were saying was, what do we want? Jews out. When do we want it? Now. Okay, that was in 2002. Do you remember that occurrence?
I do remember. You know, it's funny. I totally forgot about that, but I do remember the National Alliance did have a rally here at the Capitol. Yeah. Although I don't think it was. I don't think it was on the front lawn of the Capitol. I think it was on the. You were on the mall side of the Capitol, unless I'm mistaken.
That was the back side of the Capitol. Was it the backside of the Capitol? I'm asking you. I'm being honest with you. I don't know.
It's kind of a matter of semantics here, because I think, I do remember, though, the National Alliance had a big gathering here. You said there was about 500 people. That's correct. I remember that.
Yeah. And I mean, what's your first name again?
Mike.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Dude, I listen to you every Mike. All right. Now, I mean, this is all over with. This is history. That whole movement is gone. But, you know, I drove around that area. And I'm just going to be candid with you. I drove around the Beltway. I mean, that place is gone. I'm going to say what I'm going to say. It's a third world zoo. It's so Islamic around there in third world. And I know you're going to take this the wrong way, but what I'm going to make my point. That the demographic situation in the Beltway, okay, right by the Pentagon, I saw the Ethiopian restaurant. I just don't see how we can sustain what's going on in that geographical area when you take into account what's surrounding that geographical area. And I don't know if you understand what I'm saying.
You're saying that because this is the nation's capital, that because the nation's capital is so, how should we say, demographically diverse, that's just going to impact on the nation's policies in itself. Well, actually, you know, if you look at it, this is happening all over this country. There are illegal aliens, not just in the border states. They're all over this country, in rural areas in the Northeast, in rural areas in the, you know, hell, we just had this raid on this kosher plant in Postville, Iowa. How many illegal aliens were working there up in the middle of Iowa? It's not just Washington, D.C. or New York City or San Diego. It's all over the United States, Tony.
I'm just going to be quite candid with you. And I mean, let's face it, you're not a part of what I'm talking about. You're there. I'm going to be quite candid. I'm going to say it right now. You have an Islamic population surrounding that place. And a Hispanic population, a total alien population. They can go in there and trash that place out. You've never said anything about this. I mean, you know, this is pro-Israel inside this little circle of wealth and privilege, and it's surrounded by a bunch of third world, you know what? And it's a fact.
Well, I mean, I tell you what, though, I would say that most of the people you're talking about out in the suburbs, they're about as far removed from politics as you're going to get.
I mean,
you know, I mean, it's like, yeah, I mean, I just can't see, and frankly, I don't know how much of a Muslim population there is in the Washington suburbs. Very, very small pockets of Muslims in the Washington area. Very, very few in number. There's a lot of Hispanics. There's a lot of Asians of different groups. And, you know, all the Hispanics fight among themselves, and the Asians don't like the Hispanics, and the Hispanics don't like the blacks, and I mean, so I just don't see them all getting together to come in and take over Washington, D.C.
Michael, look at you. You're the greatest guy in the world. You don't cut anybody off. Come on. Right up, what's going on in Virginia right there by the Pentagon? It's all Islamic. I've been there. I mean, it has to be worse by now.
You know what
I'm talking about? You don't know what I'm talking about?
No, I don't. But I seldom go out to Virginia, so maybe I'm missing something.
By the Pentagon? It's just like I saw this thing. I mean, this is this mass. I know I'm being rude and interrupting you. This is this mass of third world, and it comes. My point, and I'm going to make my point. You hang up, and you can just go on the next floor. The point I'm trying to make is the populace surrounding that sea of Jewish influence where you live in does not match up with that. And they could literally just come in and trash that place out. And I know I'm sounding extreme, but it's a fact. It's right there. You're looking at the facts on the ground.
I just don't see that ever happening.
You don't see that happening right there?
No, because, I mean, you know, as I say, people are so divided. People are so divided from one another And that's the whole point, that the powers that be, the Jewish power elite, want to keep everybody divided. And I just don't ever see all this diverse group out there in the Washington area suddenly coming in and taking over.
You really
don't forget the people that run this country, they're the ones that have the guns.
You really, dude, you live there, and I'm not going to argue with a big one. I drove around that area, this was like 7 years ago. We're in 2009 now. I've been there in 2004. I just booked through, but I just saw what these people created. And let's face it, this is the society that these Jews put there. Okay.
Well, this is the whole thing. I mean, if you look back in the history of the immigration legislation, the legislation that broke down in the 1960s, it was the Jewish groups. Dr. Kevin McDonald has written extensively, written a paper on this, which I think can be found on the internet, which demonstrates that it was Jewish groups that broke down the restriction immigrations, which helped open up the American borders. So, you know, there's no question about it. But at the same time, with everybody divided among themselves, that makes the Jews all the more powerful politically.
Well, I understand what you're saying, and I don't want to belabor the point, and we'll go on here. Just let me get one more sentence in here. But I drove around that area, and I'm going to tell you, I see a hotbed of dissent just a couple miles from you. And I mean, it's there. Come on. You have to drive out there. You go right across the river by the Pentagon. You just go into Maryland. And this is not what this country is advocating. It's exact opposite. Plus, you have the black population. And I mean, I just see something that just can blow up. And I hope it happens tomorrow. I'll come up there and join it and just go into that place and wreck it. And I know you're not used to people coming in here saying this to you.
No, I'm all in favor of a revolution in this country. I think we need one. Go ahead. What were you going to say?
You know, Piper, I'm leveling with you, but we're at this point. We have to start talking about this. A guy like me, sure, I'm for a white revolution, but that's not the situation on the ground that these Jews created around where you live. It's not white. They chase the whites out, and it's just a third world conglomerate, and it has nothing to do with support of Israel, the situation on the ground. Come on. I saw an Ethiopian restaurant. I'm not lying to you.
Now I'm not sure what your point is, because are you saying that these people, I mean, now Northern Virginia is a real hodgepodge of ethnicities. You're absolutely right about that. But it seems to me that these people are all divided among themselves. I don't see all these different groups uniting for any purpose.
Whatever. I just don't see these people uniting behind an Israeli concern
I would agree with you. They don't give a damn. They don't give a damn about Israel. And if anything, most of these people, you know, if you interviewed them privately, you would find that most of them are quote unquote anti-Jewish. But it's not one of their primary concerns. But I mean, you know, that is a fact.
It's just too weird. I mean, this is where this whole, you know, everything you, Piper, keep me on. Everything you talk about, everything I think about, is centered where you live. Do you understand that? Where you live, right there. This is where this is coming from, Mike. This is where this policy is coming from. Where you live, four blocks away.
Well, actually, I would disagree with that. I don't think the real power is in Washington. I think the real power is in the bank accounts of the Rothschild family and the bank accounts of all their satellites in Palm Beach and Manhattan and Tel Aviv, and that's where the real power is. These guys here in Washington and their little handmaidens and valets, these people are just flunkies and functionaries.
Yeah, but that's where the order goes in, and that's where the policy is carried out. Four blocks away from you, man.
And well, they write the legislation up there, but or, well, I should say they pass the legislation, but the real power isn't there. So, I mean, what do you are you suggesting that all these diverse minorities will somehow unite one day and come into Washington and just take it over?
You better believe it. And it, no, but this, yeah, you better believe it. But the thing is, that's not what I want, because I'm quite candid with you. I am a white nationalist.
Well, it seems to me, I tell you what, though, I'll tell you, we're going to a break here, Tony.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to move on, but I tell you what, it seems to me that the white nationalists and all these other groups should work together in common cause, and then, once the revolution happens, everybody can sort it out. Tony, thanks for your call. Interesting point. What can I say? I mean, I tend to think we agree more than we disagree. All right, stay tuned, folks. Have a lot of callers. We'll only be able to squeeze in one more. Stay tuned.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Hi, I'm Roger Mason, the inventor of Beta Prostate. Men, are you getting up in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom? Is your love life not what it used to be? Many men don't realize these issues are often related to their prostate health. Prostate problems start about age 40, and by 50, over half of men already have a prostate problem. This only gets worse. What can you do? See a doctor for checkups and take Beta Prostate. It is the well-researched natural formula that supports a healthy prostate, and it's made with pure beta-cytosterol, 11 essential minerals plus vitamin D. This is the best-selling prostate formula in the world. It's safe, it's healthy, and what every man over 40 should take for good prostate nutrition.
To try Beta Prostate risk-free, dial 1-800-362-5848. Call today for Beta Prostate and get Roger Mason's best-selling book free with your order. Dial 1-800-362-5848. That's 1-800-362-5848.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to libertystickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's libertystickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
All right, folks, welcome back. That I thought was an interesting call from Tony. You know, he described himself as a white nationalist, but it sounded to me like he was calling for, let's face it, a rainbow coalition against the powers that be in this country. And, well, I certainly think that makes sense. And so would some people of the past who are no longer with us, whom I shall not name, but whose names are often taken in vain. All right, we can squeeze in one more caller here, and apologies to those we can't bring up tonight. We're going to go to Texas with Joe. Joe, come on up. We'll give you a couple minutes here.
This is Lane in Texas.
Joe?
Yeah, sorry, Mike, can you hear
me?
Sorry, I was on mute. I want to just say that's my, I'm a first-time caller. I really enjoy your show. I've been going through all the archives listening to the, wanted to just kind of, make a few comments. First, I know it's kind of depressing when you listen to some of the folks that come on and have, strong criticism, like one gentleman talking about the German death cult. And I really would just kind of like, you know, very depressing to hear the ramblings. But one thing I really would kind of want to put out there for people to think about, you know, when you call, I mean, it's easy to be an armchair general and make comments and criticisms, but, you know, people should really reflect and say, you know, we're facing a very severe crisis. What are you doing yourself as far as contributing money or time to the cause? If all you're doing is calling and you know, criticizing those that are doing, and in many cases putting their own lives at risk or at harm economically, you know, you need to consider that, assuming you're calling in good faith. You know, we all get kind of worked up about different things, but I just want to kind of put that out there.
Well, you know, I appreciate your comments, Joe. I'm glad you called. But, you know, I tell you, I guess the thing that all of us here who are broadcasters on RBN have to face is that there's a lot of people who are not going to like us for one reason or another. I mean, there's, you know, they may not like the sound of someone's voice. I mean, this guy didn't like the way I snickered, as he said, about the German death cults. I mean,
right,
you know, people
right.
will have differences of opinion. But I guess if you, not you, but in the case of me and the other hosts here, you know, we can't expect everybody to always agree with us or you know, like everything we say, or, you know, so I guess it's just kind of part of the game. And but, you know,
yeah,
I'll tell you,
part of it.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
I'm sorry. Yeah, I was saying it is part of the game, but I'm just saying it's good faith to call in good faith. You know, just reflect on, you know, have you contributed money? Are you yourself doing something? You know, it's something to think about when you're criticizing, you know. Do your part, too. You know.
Well, yeah, I tell you what, you know, I think most people, as they can, they make donate, you know, even if they don't get out in the streets or don't write letters to the editor or articles, a lot of people make donations to RBN, which is very, very important, you know, to keep this thing alive, you know, so that there are, you know, new people come in all the time. That's the great part about it. I mentioned earlier, this friend of mine, his mother is listening to the show, and you know, he doesn't even listen to my program, but one day, lo and behold, his mother tells him that she's listening to Michael Collins Piper and RBN and not to bother her. So, you know.
Michael, one of the things I wanted to mention is, on one of the other shows, I think Dr. Talawi, he kind of had a rhetorical question about, do we really need to talk so much about the Holocaust because we don't seem to be making any traction? So he kind of posed that out there. And one of the things I wanted to quickly say is, you know, World Jewry basically seems to have like four pillars. Their money, the media, their terror and military today, and the Holocaust.
Absolutely.
The Holocaust is probably the weakest link because it's based on such a big lie that if we can pull that from under them, the other things will collapse. That's what I hope.
Joe, you said it, and you said it quite well. Well, I hear that music winding up the program. Thanks for that call, Joe. Very interesting way to end the program, and I think he's right, ladies and gentlemen.
With recent